somebody bears repeating now.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Jada. I am a proud member of the library, and I'm in Hudson.
I'm Victoria. I'm 12 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We have Aaliyah here too, but we lost her momentarily. So hopefully we'll get her back in a moment. But yeah, excited to chat about some books. It's so lovely to have the crew together again.
It just so happens that I've just read a book exactly for this occasion.
Oh, nice. Do you want to talk about it first? Great.
Well, this one's more of a young adult novel. It's called Lessons in Chemistry. I forgot the author, but it was an extremely good read. To summarize, it's set in the 1950s. This woman is a scientist. Her name's Elizabeth. She's a chemist, and she's working in chemistry, but her work keeps on getting denied by everyone around her because they're men and sexism. And so she ends up falling in love with the man, and then they end up having a child. And then, well, the child comes later, actually, before they were able to get married because he kind of died. So that was sad. But she ended up having the pregnancy unknowingly. And raise her wonderful child, who's legally named Mad because she misheard what the nurse was asking her and thought, "How do you feel?" was what she was asking when she was really saying, "What's your child's name going to be?" So they decided on calling her Madeline instead. Now, Madeline's a really kind of like Matilda-like genius, which is wonderful for Elizabeth, but also makes life kind of hard for her sometimes, you know, because she has to deal with that and her child interacting with other people, and Elizabeth struggling as a chemist. And this is all very sad, but it's also all the exposition, so I'm not spoiling anything for you. What really, when the plot really gets going, is when she gets into a run-in with one of the students, you know, her daughter Madeline's classmate's dad, because the classmate keeps stealing her lunch. And then the dad works for a TV company and decided to get her a job on TV. She ended up taking it because she gets no money being a chemist because nobody thinks that she's capable. And that's where the plot really starts to unfold. And I really can't tell you anymore because I'm pushing my own personal limits on how much I spoil the story.
I thought that was a really fun book. I will say, I think it's geared towards adults, but I think it's a good crossover for young adult, but
well,
for our
it wasn't
listeners,
the young adult section for where I was, so
oh, interesting.
it's by
Bonnie Garmus.
I saw the cover in a Barnes and Noble, and the cover was entirely different than the one that was here. In the other cover, I thought it was a much more mature book than it was. You know, it sold it like that, but in this one, it. You know, I think that a cover really does help you a lot with, like, judging the content of a book, because even though you're not supposed to, like, you really do. For example, how you could tell if it's one of those fantasy romance novels just by looking at the cover. So that's really the reason why I hadn't read it before. and I'm wishing that I had because it was a really great book.
Agreed. Did you finish it or are you still reading it?
I finished it and I enjoyed it, although I wish that they did something a little bit different with the ending.
What can you do? Thanks for sharing that. That's Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. Very popular book. So, how about Aaliyah? What did you want to share today?
So, I want to talk about the book, The Hidden Witch, and it's an awesome book. It's about this boy who's supposed to be a shapeshifter, but he's a witch, and his best friend is a human, and she had made a friend with another witch, and she tried to hurt her with a fetch, which is called a, well, it's a type of dark magic. And it's technically just bringing your shadow out to hurt someone. So that's what the witch did. And when the witch did that, her powers grew stronger. And then the fetch ended up taking her. But I'm not gonna tell what happened after that, because then that would be spoiling like the whole book. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the graphic novel, The Hidden Witch by Molly Knox Ostertag, which is the second book in the Witch Boy series. Have you read The Witch Boy as well? And there's a third book in the series too. I think there's just three of them. Have you read the third one yet? No. It's a fun series. I like that a lot, which is why I wish there were more than three books, but I think it's a trilogy. I don't think there's more to come since the last one came out in 2019. And they were released like 1 year apart. Do you have a favorite character in that series?
My favorite character is probably, let's see, the girl who's not a witch, but is trying to help the other witch.
What draws you to that character?
It's just, she's really helpful and kind of like me.
Cool. So you can relate. That's nice. Yeah, that's a really fun story. Or fun story, but fun series too. And the third book is called The Midwinter Witch. But Fatia, what did you want to share today?
I have a poem to share.
Great.
It's called A Thanksgiving Poem. May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize. And may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your th heights.
Off your what?
Heights, I think that's what it says.
How's it spelled?
Like,
Oh,
THIGHS.
so off your thighs. That's what I thought it said. They're hoping you don't fill up too much that your thighs get thicker. I think that it's okay if your thighs get a little thick from Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. So you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, all the good
Yeah.
food. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Just the turkey.
Just the turkey. That's the only part I don't eat, or the main part that I don't eat. How about Aaliyah or Jada? Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My favorite Thanksgiving dish is probably the turkey
That's
because
one
I
of the
don't
biggest
eat
picky
anything
eaters I've
else.
ever heard. See, she just proved my point for me. I like stuffing a lot, all the good bread stuff, and obviously desserts, which I make and everyone eats because I'm amazing. And also one of the few things that Aaliyah actually eats with her picky self, even though she's pretending to gag. I know that that's not what you think, Aaliyah.
I like all the stuff my mom makes the best. So she brings, I mean, she used to make all of the dishes, but now we go celebrate with family. And she makes really good cranberry sauce that I know how to make too. It's a very good recipe. And pumpkin rolls, which are really good. I also know how to make those, but it's nice when someone else makes it for you. And then I always bring a dessert that I can eat. I bring usually a chocolate peanut butter pudding pie. Super easy to make and super tasty. But I also oh, and I make a mushroom gravy because I don't eat the meat gravy, and I love that on anything. So put it up. My mom makes like a cashew nut loaf that I can eat, and I like it on potatoes and vegetables. It's all good. But I don't eat the turkeys, so I can't join the turkey gang, turkey club. That sounds like a sandwich.
I think it is a sandwich.
Well, I have a couple of books I could share. I've not finished either of them, and actually, both of them I'm pretty early on in. So, one I'm reading after being inspired by Jada, who's been reading a lot of Agatha Christie. So, I picked out Dead Man's Folly, which is a Hercule Poirot mystery. Apparently, it's number 35. I didn't realize how many Hercule Poirot stories there were.
No, there's like she wrote 60 novels, and that's like seven, like 40 of them.
But this is number 35 of his, so I've skipped ahead. You don't have to read them in order, though. It's fine. And I didn't know what a folly was, so I had to look that up. So apparently in England, folly is a type of like a structure or building that's sort of less purposeful. It's like more ornamental here. In England, a folly is a decorative, often non-functional building or structure built to enhance a landscape primarily for aesthetic purposes. So we'll see how the folly comes into play in this book. But the book basically starts off with Hercule Poirot getting a call from somebody who's like an old friend, a woman named Ariadne Oliver, who's been in some other Hercule Poirot books as well. She's a
She's an
crime writer.
amazing character.
Yeah, you like her? So she's a well-known crime writer in these books, and she has agreed to organize a fake murder, like a murder hunt event for some wealthy people that are hosting an event in their village at their estate. And so she has been hired to sort of write out the murder mystery game that they're going to play. And so she's been planning a lot, but then something's just not feeling right. And she becomes convinced that a real murder may happen at this event. So she calls her dear friend, Hercule Poirot, the beloved detective, to come and help her sort of figure out what's going on. And so that's sort of the setup for this book, is that he joins this murder mystery event. And indeed, there is a murder. And actually, the person who gets murdered is the person who is supposed to be the victim in the murder game. So she gets really murdered, unfortunately. And then one of the hosts goes missing as well. So lots of mystery to be solved. Like a good Agatha Christie. I will say, I started off listening to the audiobook, and I'm not a huge fan of it, which is interesting because it's read by David Suchet, I think is how you pronounce his last name, who is one of the most famous actors to have played Hercule Poirot. He played Hercule Poirot from, like, I think 1989 to 2013, like a couple decades. And I really like his narration, and I really like his character work as Hercule Poirot, but all of the other characters sound really awful, and I have trouble listening to it. So I've sort of switched back to the print book for this one.
I've
They
always
just.
had a, sorry, I've always had a
Go ahead.
problem with how Hercule Poirot is described because I've never, because like he's described as like a short, fat man with a, like chubby man with a bald egg-shaped head and a handlebar mustache or like in some extravagant mustache, and I've never just I can't see him like that. It doesn't make sense to me. Like I've imagined him as being, kind of not like Sherlock Holmes, just kind of like this very outlandish tall character who lives like very flamboyant and stuff, who and then does who people can't take seriously with because of his French accent, like it's like this really tall man who's just like a really tall old French grandpa is what I imagine him being,
Interesting.
but not like a short, stout man, who just waddles around. Imagine him having a big nose to stick into things, less like leaning down over there, like crouched over, and then people make fun of him because he looks ridiculous. That's what I've always seen him as. But then when the books describe him, I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Not my Hercule, not mine. This is an outrage.
I think I probably started reading these books in the 90s. And so David Suchet would have already been playing him. So I feel like I've always had a vision of him in my head that sort of matches that actor.
No, I never saw any of like the movies. I mean, like I saw the new Murder on the Orient Express one, but that guy just does not fit the role whatsoever, like looks wise. So I never watched it.
That was Kenneth Branagh, right? I think.
I think so.
I think he was in it. I'm trying to remember if he was Poirot. I think he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks a little different than what I would picture. But it was a fun movie, all the same. So the other book that I just started reading today and I'm enjoying so far is a young adult novel in verse by Jasmine Mendez, who wrote a different book that I enjoyed. That's name I'm blanking on, but let me look it up. Aniana Delmar jumps in. So she had written, that was a middle grade novel in verse that I read maybe a year ago that I enjoyed. So this one is geared towards teens, and it's about a teen who lives in a Texas town with her family. Her name's Julieta Lopez. She goes by Yuli, and she is a Dominican American young person, and she is an actress, and she is tries to always be like a good girl and like a good daughter, and to keep her cool. And she's really excited to try out for the latest play. She feels like she's like practiced her audition really well, and then she like nails the audition, and she's very excited that perhaps she will become the first person of color to be the lead role in the school play in her school's history. But then when the casting gets announced, she is the understudy, so she doesn't get the lead role. And she is really upset because she feels like the only reason for it is because the role is a sort of quintessential white role, like it's a classic play, and that her drama teacher doesn't want to cast people outside of the race of the character. And so she's very upset about that. And then one of her favorite teachers also is having a lot of books pulled from his classroom because of the content of them. And as many of us know, with book banning, the books are also often books that feature diversity. And so she's just, her anger about these situations is just sort of simmering, and she decides to fight back in her own way and to engage in social justice activism at her school. She had kind of been trying to figure out, like, should she just bite her tongue, keep her cool, and like wait until she graduates, and then like she can leave this town and never look back. But she decides to stand up, fight the good fight. So haven't gotten too far into that portion of the book, but I think it's an interesting setup. Got some thought-provoking moments, and it's a novel in verse, so I feel like it reads really well. And I'm actually listening to the audiobook for that one, and it's read by the author, and she does a great job. I'm excited to keep reading that. It's also a pretty short book, as novel and verses often are. I just said that funny. Novels, I said novel in verses, but it's novels in verse. But they tend to be a little bit shorter because they're written in sort of prose form. But yeah, that's called The Story of My Anger by Jasmine Mendez. And that just came out this fall. So a bit different than Hercule Poirot. So we're just about out of time for today, but did anyone have anything quick they wanted to share? Anything they're excited for? Anything either they're excited to read or something happening in life that they're excited about that they want to
I'm excited to celebrate Thanksgiving before Christmas
share?
and just forget about, Christmas happening until the 29th. So I'm very excited for that. We need to do more of that, I think. Did I mention that we need to wait until after Thanksgiving to celebrate Christmas? Because I don't think that some people in this house, hint, hint, Mom, understand that some things come before others, so you have to wait.
Patience, patience. Yes, Aaliyah, what did you want to
That I totally agree with Jada.
share? Yeah, one holiday at a time. Take your turn. I also forget when Hanukkah is this year. Sometimes it's close to, oh, it's before. So Hanukkah is starting December 14th, I think. Sometimes Google's a little confused. says evening of Sunday, December 14th, which is my mom's birthday too. So happy to celebrate both of those. But first, Thanksgiving, then my mom's birthday, then Hanukkah, then Christmas.
Perfect.
How about you, Fatia? Anything you're excited about?
Thanksgiving.
Everybody loved, I think your poem inspired us all. We're all excited for Thanksgiving now. It shall be fun and filling,
Very
literally.
silly.
Yes, if all goes well. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to say goodbye for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.